The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 3.5 to 7, 3.5 to 6 in Queensland. Let's go to Adam and get a coronavirus report from Britain. Adam.
Yes, your virus update from London. Here we go. Two more patients have tested positive in England and one in Northern Ireland. That's the first case in Northern Ireland. The problem with containing it was demonstrated by the person in Belfast who basically tested positive. They'd come back from Northern Italy via Dublin Airport. How many people did they run into on the way? The two in England have seen, because they've tested positive, have seen a school and a doctor's surgery close. Meanwhile, merry mayhem at the hotel in Tenerife, where they've had a quarantine, because some people have been allowed to go now, including some of the Brits who are staying there. But they're saying, well, OK, they arrived after the four Italians had tested positive, and therefore they've gone into quarantine, perhaps unnecessarily so. But as many people are saying, they've been in a petri dish for the last however many days, growing goodness knows what. So just because they weren't tested positive then doesn't mean they're not now, and who knows how this is
going. As I've been saying, we suffer from these viruses every year. I mean, the common cold is one. It's killed more people than the coronavirus. So we've got to keep some perspective here. Look, this is immensely disturbing. To my listeners, before I ask Adam, a UK Court of Appeal has accepted arguments from environmental groups, Friends of the Earth, and Plan B, that a third runway at Heathrow would jeopardise Britain's ability to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And it found that the UK government acted unlawfully when it approved the third runway in 2018 because it failed to take into account the impact a third runway would have on Britain's commitments under the Paris Agreement.
There are others involved in that as well. Environmental groups, you're right in naming some of them, but also local councils for different reasons. The Mayor of London, he was also in on this. But the basic point is that the government can't commit to one thing and then do another in a very public way without being caught out. And this is the problem. If they are going to hit zero carbon emissions, rightly or wrongly, they can't then boost air and road traffic by 50% with the expansion of an airport.
Good point.
The problem for Boris Johnson is that he's in favour of expansionist Britain, post-Brexit, looking outwards, etc., but he's also against the expansion of Heathrow Airport. And yet that will bring all sorts of kinds of good business
good
to
point.
The country.
Good
he's
point.
Got a real problem, the Prime Minister, with where he sits on this.
Good point. Very well explained too, Adam. Good stuff. Have a good weekend. Many thanks for that.
Thank
That's Adam Gilchrist in line. That's dead right, you see. On the one hand, we're going to have net zero carbon dioxide emissions, but we also want a third runway. Work it out. I'm not about net zero carbon dioxide emissions, so I have no problem with a third runway.